Ich bin ja Radio, es ist Sonntag. Sie hören SO21. Kunstradio. 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 Kunstradio.
Radio Lora. SO21. Hier ist Brain Hall. Die Sendung für Geräusche und Audio-Experimente.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Sendung von Brain Hall auf Radio Lora SO21. Wir stellen euch in dieser Sendung die Musikerin, Soundkünstlerin und Kulturorganisatorin Tomoko Sowasch vor. Ursprünglich war sie Pianistin und hat sich dann immer mehr für improvisierte Musik interessiert, bis sie vor ein paar Jahren ein indisches Instrument entdeckt hat, welches sie total faszinierte. Mit Wasser gefüllte Porzellanschalen, welche mit Bambussticks zum Klingen gebracht werden. Sie begann, dieses Instrument mittels Elektronik und Mikrofonen weiterzuentwickeln. Diese Entwicklung ist noch lange nicht abgeschlossen. Sie entdeckt immer wieder neue Möglichkeiten. Mehr davon in unserer Sendung. Wir haben Tomoko Fragen nach Paris gesendet, die sie uns als MP3-Antworten zurückgeschickt hat. In dieser Sendung erzählt Tomoko Sowasch von sich und ihren Projekten und wir hören einige ihrer Kompositionen und einen Ausschnitt aus einer Live-Performance. Zuerst hören wir ihre Komposition «My Lapore». Tomoko Sowasch spielt mit Porzellanschalen, welche mit Wasser gefüllt sind und mit Metallkabeln. Das Stück wurde mit Kondensermikrofonen aufgenommen und anschließend mit dem Computer bearbeitet.
Thank you.
Tomoko, du lebst in Paris und Berlin und reist viel in der Welt herum. Ursprünglich kommst du aus Japan. Erzählst du uns etwas über deine Herkunft?
I was born and grew up in Yokohama, suburb of Tokyo, till I finished university in Tokyo. Then I went to a jazz school in New York for 2 years, came back to Tokyo and worked as a pianist for 3 years. And then I came to Paris for personal reason, actually. And it's been 5 years. I think I move around a lot now because I never moved around in my childhood before going to New York. I think I have this counteraction to it, and I travel. That's why I travel a lot. I can't really stay in one place.
Wir haben uns letztes Jahr in Paris kennengelernt. Du hast den Salon Tokidoki im Atelierhaus La Générale und Manufacture organisiert und hast auch uns dazu eingeladen. Was ist die Idee vom Salon Tokidoki?
I wanted to make an event with different genres of art for different kinds of people. I think it's everywhere the same, but you always meet the same people in experimental music concerts or vernissage, openings of the galleries, and I found it boring. There was a legendary event called 5 et 6 at La Générale, but the former Générale, that means it was in the 19th arrondissement in Paris. It was a squat, a rear squat with 6,000 meters square, which doesn't exist anymore. And this event was the most incredible event I've ever seen. Everything was mixed from films, art performances, music, speeches, cooking, all kinds of people from neighbors, children, artists. And I kind of realized it in my way. And that's Salon Tokidoki, the very small version of this 5 et 6. And the one you participated in La Générale en Manufacture was the most successful one, with lots of people and great feedbacks. And I was really happy, but I'm not so active with Salon Tokidoki for the moment. For example, I organize Water Music Festival, which is very specific, and it's really contrary to the idea of Salon Tokidoki.
Nun hören wir die Komposition Making of a Rainbow von Tomoko Sauvage. Tomoko Sauvage benutzt für diese Komposition mit Wasser gefüllte Porzellanschalen und Unterwassermikrofone. Diese Komposition wurde am UK's First Underwater Sound Festival in verschiedenen Städten in England aufgeführt.
Thank you.
Tomoko, wie wurdest du Musikerin und Soundkünstlerin?
Yes, I played the piano since I was a child. Then I studied jazz and worked as a pianist, keyboard player for different kinds of music in Japan. I was making my living with piano solo gigs at hotels and studio recordings for pop, reggae or electro, jazz, whatever in Tokyo. And I came to Paris in 2003. I was kind of sick of playing music I don't really like, and I was searching for my music in improvised music, and I was taking lessons of Indian music, which was probably influenced by Terry Riley and Alice Coltrane, musicians like that. And in beginning of 2006, I met my instrument, water bowls, originally Jalatarangam. It's an instrument, an old instrument of Carnatic music from South India. I saw a concert by Anayampati Ganesan, who plays this instrument. Now he's the last person. Actually, I met him. I went to see him in South India this year. And this was the instrument composed with porcelain bowls filled with water and tapped with bamboo sticks. I was really impressed by this instrument, and I kind of imitated at home right away, with kitchen tools, playing raga. And since then, I developed this instrument little by little, and lately with hydrophones. I'm more attached to this element, water, than the original idea of this instrument from the Indian music now.
Welche Materialien benutzt du für deine waterball music?
So now I'm making lots of concerts with water drops with this instrument, water balls, so porcelain balls filled with water, using hydrophones, which catches the sound of water dropping into water balls. And I'm also doing recordings for new solo album to be released in 2009.
Als nächstes hören wir die Komposition von Tomoko Sauvage, Raindrop Exercise 1. Die Materialien dieser Komposition sind Unterwassermikrofone, Wassertropfen und mit Wasser gefüllte Porzellanschalen. Thank you. Tomoko Sauvage ist ein Künstlername. Dein richtiger Name ist Tomoko Miyata.
It's actually my real name, as I was married to a French man called Sauvage. I'm not anymore with him, but I keep it because I like this adjective. And also, there's a female singer, Japanese singer called Tomoko Miyata. It's my Japanese name. Exists. Sometimes people ask me if I sing bossa nova, so it's kind of confusing. So I keep this name. Tomoko Sauvage.
Neben deinen Solo-Projekten arbeitest du auch mit anderen Musikern zusammen, zum Beispiel mit Jill Aubry aus Berlin.
So Jill Aubry is a Swiss musician from Lausanne, now living in Berlin, and he's actually an old friend from New York since 10 years. On this CD that was released from Musica Eccentrica is I play water balls in a classical version, like tens of porcelain balls filled with water, tapped with wood spoons like jaratarangam. And the sound of the balls is live sampled, and Jill treats this sound in real time, and we play together. So we met at the jazz school in New York 10 years ago, so I feel that we play simple music, though our setting up is quite particular. That means like we have lots of melodies and harmony interplay, and our musical evolution is very fluid and slow. And also the technique of live sampling gives particular results, such as mirror-like effect, like half playing with myself, and also kind of illusory sensation of getting lost between real sound that I play and sampled one. So it's very interesting.
Ihr habt auf dem russischen Netlabel Music Eccentrica euer Album Apam Napat veröffentlicht. Wie hat sich diese Zusammenarbeit ergeben?
The CD, the album Apam Napat, the collaboration with this Russian net label, because our decision was kind of quick, as Jill knew Nikita, the organizer of Music Eccentrica, and I think we thought that net label was a good way for many people to know our works.
Wir hören nun das Stück Apam Napat vom gleichnamigen Album Apam Napat. Jill Aubry, live sampling. Und Tomoko Sauvage, Water Bowls.
Thank you.
Im Moment beschäftigst du dich mit Installationen und Performances, in welchen du Wassertropfen von der Decke tropfen lässt. Was sind deine aktuellen Projekte und Ideen?
I started to use water drops this early summer. I found this idea in hammam, the Turkish steam bath with water dropping. I'm quite happy with the setups, and I do some 10 concerts and also recordings in Japan, in France, in Germany. And my next ambition is actually using real raindrops in houses with leaking rain, or maybe traveling with Japanese rain front going up from south to north in Japan, as there's a big rainy season in June, May, June, July in Japan. But I think it's very difficult to organize because we don't really know when it rains and not.
Was für Materialien benutzt du für diese Performances?
So I use 3 hydrophones with 3 porcelain bowls with water, and the hydrophones, the underwater microphones, catch the sound of water dropping into water bowls. The water hits between the water and porcelain bowls. The hydrophones catch the sound. I use simple electronics to treat this sound. I hang water dropping systems from the ceiling, often with a wire, so it's a bit of work for setting up.
Wir hören nun in eine Live-Aufnahme einer Performance von Tomoko Sauvage hinein. Sie spielt zusammen mit Emmanuel Rebus. Die Performance hat im Labo Media in Orléans am 10. Oktober 2008 stattgefunden. Tomoko Sauvage spielt mit Porzellanschalen, Electronics, Unterwassermikrofon und Wassertropfen, und Emmanuel Rebus spielt mit Spectral Structure.
Thank you.
Tomoko Sauvage und einige Veröffentlichungen zum Reinhören findet ihr auf der Webseite von Tomoko Sauvage www.o-o-o.org. Mehr über Brainhall findet ihr wie immer auf www.brainhall.net. Bis bald!
Radio Lora SO21. Hier ist Brain Hall. Die Sendung für Geräusche und Audio-Experimente.